Chauncey, just taking a look back at the 2012 season, what did you learn overall?
I mean, as a rookie, every day was a learning experience. I learned from so many different veterans, from I can't even name them all, to just coaches, and it being my first time in the NFL, I just tried to soak up everything. So,
what was the biggest change that you had to adjust with playing in the NFL?
The big change is mental, just kind of learning how to operate, learning that it's a business and you have to be a businessman and be a professional in certain ways, and just learning how to go about things. I mean, I came in and I was definitely physically prepared to play, but mentally you had to, that was the step that you had to take in order if you want to be successful. And I'm not going to say I'm there yet, but I'm getting there in order to be, you know.
And as you head into the 2013 season, what are some of the building blocks that you can take moving forward?
Just continue to get better, continue to perfect my craft, you know, just perfect my masterpiece like it's a painting, and just improve, you know. There's going to be changes after this season, and hopefully I'm here, and if I am, I'm going to be better than I was.
When did you start working out? When do you start rebuilding and start getting back acclimated to football?
I've talked to a couple of vets, DeQuell in particular, and he says he takes a week off. So, he's one of the best. He's, you know, so if I want to be one of the best, I got to do things like him. So,
and as far as like when you start working out, are you going back to California or are you going back to your hometown of Maryland?
I'm likely going to go back to California. We have a great strength coach in Shannon Turley back at Stanford. So I'm going to use all the resources that he's given me. So,
and speaking of going back to Stanford, just talk about some of the moments that you're going to have as a now playing in the league for a year that you can give back to some of the guys that you used to play with last year.
And I'm excited to go back and talk to those guys. You know, I came in as an undrafted free agent. And I remember this time last year, I was thinking about agents and NFL combine invites and postseason All-Star game, because I didn't have a lot of accolades and that type of thing. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of the stuff that I thought mattered doesn't matter as much. And it's at the end of the day, you just setting your mind to something and kind of just doing everything you possibly can and having a plan and just sticking to it and having confidence in yourself. And so, I mean, gosh, I can't wait to talk to those guys.
And with all that being said, how proud are you are about yourself that you made it through the 2012 season, at, like you said, being an undrafted rookie free agent and just not knowing where were you going to go and all those things, but you came here and you worked hard. What does that say about your will and your strength and your determination?
You know, last night I was thinking about it all, and just it's been a blessing. You know, I definitely couldn't have done it all by myself. And so I'm proud and I'm thankful to everybody who's kind of given me an opportunity and believed in me and just kind of given me guidance. And so as proud as I am, I'm thankful to those people.
Johnson, good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.